Musical theater has covered a variety of topics, but none so contemporary as mental illness as covered by Next to Normal, which is being produced by Sunset Players. And joining me this evening are the director, Jerry Yearout, and the husband and wife who play husband and wife in Next to Normal, Jen and Jared Ryan. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Jerry, let's start with you. This is a very, very challenging musical. It's not just a play. It's a story that is challenging enough as a play, but when you start adding music and singing, it becomes even more challenging. Why this play?
First and foremost is just the quality of the show itself. The music in this show, when I was introduced to it, it was jaw-dropping. It's, you know, modern rock type opera, and the music was just fantastic from top to bottom. You have very driving, powerful music and very sweet moments as well. But even more importantly is the story itself. Dealing with subjects such as mental health is a challenge anyway. This is a subject that doesn't get touched much in theater hardly, but also in general population as well. So I felt when we started discussing doing the show that it was a very important show not to only do artistically, but for the subject matter as well, because it's a topic that needs to be addressed.
When doing a musical, you also have to take into consideration that you need the talent required to hit the notes and to present the characters. And what was the audition process like for this? Did you have actors coming in with lots of questions of what they should be doing?
Well, our traditional process, we kind of put out the announcements of what's expected in a basic audition. The first auditions alone was for them to come in and to sing for us so we can get an idea of the voices and the capabilities of the voices. The talent pool in Cincinnati is phenomenal for theater and vocally as well. So we had a very large sign up for the auditions itself, and the quality of singers that came out, I was like really amazed. And I knew it was going to be a very difficult job casting this show because there were so many people that were really good that I was going to have to say no to.
And you ended up with a husband and wife team to play the husband and wife of the show. Jen and Jared, were you surprised that you were both cast as the husband and wife?
I don't know if I would say surprised. I mean, certainly it was a nice touch, but we both love the show so much. And I think we prepared for this audition for a long time coming. So I don't want to sound cocky or arrogant, but we went for it, so to speak. And we worked together a lot when it came to singing through the show. So I think it was a nice, somewhat of a surprise, but I think we also wanted to go in and feel very good that we were going to bring the best we could to the audition process.
This is definitely a dream show for the two of us. Jared actually introduced me to the music of Next to Normal shortly after we first met. And I mean, I was immediately hooked, and he had seen it on Broadway with the original cast and had been obsessed with the show since then. So, I mean, you know, that's 3.5 years ago that he introduced me to this, and we had talked many times about really wanting to do this show together. So we're very lucky, and we're very, very excited to be able to not only get to do the show, but to get to do it together.
Jen, you play the character with the mental health issues and a lot of depression and the such. What are the challenges of approaching a role with the emotional roller coaster that she goes through?
It is very challenging. She is bipolar, so, you know, she's got the big highs and the very happiness and then the depression. And it's challenging. I mean, first off, what's most important is that she doesn't become a caricature. Still keeping her real person is difficult. And it's also, you know, singing while showing such a range of emotion. I mean, devastation and elation. Sometimes it's difficult. You know, I find myself getting choked up at some of the sadder things, and being able to show the emotion without letting it affect your voice it can be very challenging.
One of the great things about this particular musical is it doesn't just focus on the character with mental health issues. It does not focus on Diana. It focuses on how it affects the rest of the family, including the husband. And Jared, there are some really, really wonderful moments for the character of the husband to express what he and the family are going through. How did you approach that?
Well, yeah, I completely agree. Dan brings a lot emotionally, but the other aspect of the approach is understanding that he is trying to be the glue for the whole entire family and dealing with his wife while almost kind of neglecting his own feelings. So I had to kind of look into myself a bit and find the things that I have in common with Dan and how I've coped with emotions and difficult things in the past. And so I drew on a lot of real life experiences when, you know, I've had to be strong and was dealing with my own, inner turmoil, but couldn't show it on, you know, the surface because I was trying to be strong for somebody else. I've had to just really think back and try to bring a lot of that real life experience to the stage.
Jerry, when you started working as the director on this show with your cast, what were some of the things that you made sure to cover with regards to mental health and the specifics of some of the conditions in this show? Did you all have anybody in to talk to you? Did you discuss the mental illnesses present so everybody was on the same page?
Well, we didn't have anybody come in. Currently, I am in my other life as a nursing student, so I've been doing a lot of work in the mental health area as well. So I come in with a strong background or kind of knowing what some of this stuff is, and it's always been a topic that's interested me. So I made it a point when we started the process and that of starting to talk through a little bit of this, to making sure everybody kind of understands what type of afflictions that these characters are going through. We want these to be true to how these people would actually be dealing with these problems and these processes. So we made sure we kind of sat down and started talking through and exploring the dynamics of these relationships and that, making sure you understand what Diana's diagnosis means and then how that can affect the interaction of all these different family members and how their coping mechanisms are. So we did do a lot of discussion in that, and it's always an ongoing process through the rehearsal so far of finding those other points and those moments of expressing and showing where those are coming into play in the script.
And of course, we should mention that this is actually the community theater premiere of Next to Normal.
Yes, that is correct. We decided to take a little bit of a risk and a challenge with our group to do this production. This is one we knew that was going to be a challenge, not only to mount the show itself, but in the subject matter as well. And one thing with the Sunset Players that we've been doing and working on is expanding the type of shows we're doing. So we chose this as our first show, kind of like our summer series, which is a little bit out of our normal regular season, to be able to do these challenging shows and bring these type of performances to the community theater.
Well, that is Next to Normal, being presented by Sunset Players, July 11th, 12th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Arts Center at Dunham. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, director Jerry Yearout, and actors Jen and Jared Ryan. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
For more information on Sunset Players and their production of Next to Normal, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.